Now time for our Horton Locker Room Chats here on KMZA 103.9 FM as we get you set for the start of the high school football season on Friday night with week number one. Certainly a lot of excitement in the air as it's now time to talk about the Horton Chargers. Presented by Union State Bank, they have a first-year head coach and Andy Gwinnip. Tried reaching out, but just unable to connect with the first-year head coach this week. So let's get you caught up on what we know with this Horton Chargers squad. From 2022, they had a record of 1-8, but that win was significant as it snapped a 38-game losing streak that dated back all the way to 2017. That win was against McClouth in week number two. That final score was the Chargers winning it 22-14. It was the school's first win since October 13, 2017, and it was also against McClouth from win to win there in that time span. Chargers return a lot, nearly all of their starters here in 2023 under first-year head coach Andy Gwinnip. They return all of their 11 starters on offense, and they have 10 starters returning on defense. So certainly there should be a little bit of buzz with this Chargers team, as they will certainly have a very difficult schedule as they've had over the past few years and inside the Northeast Kansas League. But we'll talk about more about their matchup after a quick timeout and take a look at their schedule here in 2023 as well. It's the Horton Chargers Locker Room Chat. We got more after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our Horton Locker Room Chat continues here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you. It is presented by Union State Bank. Unavailable to get a hold of the first-year head coach for the Chargers, Andy Gwinnip, this week. So we'll get back to it after the first Friday of this week and get you set for another coach's locker room chat next week. But again, just getting you caught up on the Chargers, what we know to this point. Again, they got a lot of returning players from last year's team and a little bit of promise going into 2023, but their first matchup on Friday night will be at home against Jackson Heights, and that'll be available on the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSCSports.net. You can find that link there if you want to watch that football game on Friday night. But Jackson Heights, their opponent, 4-5 last year. They were second place in the Northeast Kansas League. They finished 3-1 in league play, but just a 1-4 mark in district play. They would go on to lose to the eventual 1A state champs in St. Mary's in the first round of the playoffs. Caleb Wick returning as the Cobras head coach. He'll have some new faces scattered across both sides of the ball. Overall, the Cobras returning 13 letter winners, 6 starters on both sides, offense and defense. Sophomore Drake Mellies appears to be in line, be the starting quarterback, I should say, sophomore Drake Mellies. So again, a younger cat in there under center for the Cobras this year. A little bit about this history between these two teams. The Cobras, they dispatched the Chargers last season 61-7. They are 12-4 against Horton since 2004. They have won 7 straight in the series. Horton's last win against Jackson Heights, that was back in 2014. So Jackson Heights at Horton on Friday night, available on the Cobra Channel at MSCSports.net. Our conversation with the coach all year long will be presented by Union State Bank. We'll step aside and we'll have more of our locker room chats after another timeout as we continue across the MSC Sports Radio Network.